This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Kremlin is warning Kurdish fighters that they will face a renewed Turkish assault if they fail to withdraw their forces in line with the Russia-Turkey deal. The warning comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan struck a deal to share control of Syria's northeast. AP's Mike Gracia has more on the agreement.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Iraq's defense minister says the American forces withdrawing from Syria to Iraq will leave the country within 4 weeks. He says the American troops crossing from Syria are transiting in Iraq and will then head either to Kuwait, Qatar, or the United States. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appears before Congress today to answer questions about his company's global ambitions. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Mark Zuckerberg has been summoned to testify before the House Financial Services Committee on Facebook's plan to create a global digital currency. Lawmakers from both parties and top regulators have criticized Libra, Facebook's proposed currency. They warn it could be used for illicit activity, such as money laundering or drug trafficking. Zuckerberg wants to reassure lawmakers that Facebook won't try to evade financial regulators as it prepares to launch Libra. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on any of today's stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the mobile app. This is VOA News.